John, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you.
We have an inauguration coming up, and I know you've been a part of that. So what goes into the planning for one of those, and talk a little bit about getting those details down.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those great Michigan traditions to do it out on the Capitol lawn and, you know, invite the public in for free to kind of watch the changing of the guard and bringing in the new administration. You know, there's a ton of planning in terms of logistics because you're swearing in a lot of your statewide office holders, your attorney general, your secretary of state. You know, you typically have like a Supreme Court justice do the swearing in or a judge of some sort. You've got military honor guard. You've got a lot of your cabinet that you've appointed up on the dais. So, you know, it's a big event. I know that yesterday with the weather predictions for this weekend, they just ordered a ton of umbrellas to hand out to the audience. So, you know, you have to think of every detail. Now, normally the temperatures are in the teens. The wind chills take it even colder. So you're ordering blankets and warmers and things like that. But the logistics involved here, and you do it in very short order. You work with the people at the Capitol Committee that run the Capitol. They do a phenomenal job of the setup, building the staging, and everything else. And then you also have to accommodate the media. It'll be broadcast live on cable channels throughout the state, so it's a pretty big deal.
Why don't they just do it inside so they don't have to deal with the weather?
I think tradition. I know Governor Granholm did one of them inside. That's the only one that I'm aware of. But it's just tradition. It's always been done outside. I think back in the olden days, there probably wasn't a good enough alternative location, and that tradition has just stuck with every new governor coming in.
I find it interesting how Governor-elect Rick Snyder has really had a low profile when it comes to his media appearances. I know that he is not a huge media guy, but in his processes of putting his cabinet together, really beyond making some announcements about folks who are going to serve with his administration, he's been laying low. Is this typical?
I think it's fairly typical. One thing you don't want to do is get out in front of yourself on policy issues. And, of course, I mean, once you're elected, the media wants to know how you're going to solve all of the state's problems. So, you know, the burden of proof and your ideas, they want you to lay them out when what you're trying to do is really put a government in place. And from election day to inaugural day is not a long period of time. You basically have a month and a half to hire a lot of people that you're going to be entrusting with really making your administration successful. So it takes a while to put that together. I know that the governor-elect has done a number of press conferences announcing who those folks are, and he's been asked a lot of other, you know, relevant questions. But you're so busy during a transition just trying to get the work done to be prepared to take over on day one, you really don't have time to do a lot else in terms of media interviews.
What is the process for that? Who decides, well, we should talk to this person, we should talk to this person, and then there's background checks and there's interviews. Who handles that?
You know, there was a transition team, you know, set up to kind of handle a lot of different areas, and so names came from those people. One thing you find is there are no shortages of resumes that come flying in when you're looking to replace a lot of people. But I think mainly internally, he initially appointed some very good people, not only to the transition team, but also, you know, chief of staff like Dennis Muchmore. He had very knowledgeable people who really knew the key players around the state and who would be good in certain positions. Some of it involved luring people back from the private sector or luring them away from what they were doing. So, I think a lot of this kind of bubbled up internally. And the folks that they've come up with, it's a really darn good team.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, and he's going to have to hit the ground running. What do you foresee?
With any new administration, the first several months tend to be tumultuous in terms of you have to get to know people, you have to know how the legislature is going to operate, and he is faced with some of the most difficult decisions of any governor in recent history as far as structural deficit type problems, and he has to deal with them right away. So, you know, I think that we'll see a lot of very tough, difficult decisions coming from him. I do think he will be very decisive. And then, you know, after things set in, then things will start to even out and become a lot more normal, I guess you could say.
Happy New Year, John.
Thanks, Tony. You too.